As the required quorum is present, I request the host to kindly start the meeting.
Am I audible?
There's a lot of echo. I request other shareholders to kindly mute themselves.
Am I audible?
Still, there is a lot of echo appearing. I request other shareholders to mute themselves.
Hello. Am I audible?
हेलो।
यस मैम, कैन यू ट्राई
हेलो,
नाउ?
एम आई ऑडिबल?
यस, परफेक्ट।
थैंक यू. गुड इवनिंग लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर, स्टीम शेयर होल्डर्स एंड डिस्टिंग्विश्ड इनवाइटीज. आई निशिता संघवी, कंपनी सेक्रेटरी एंड कंप्लायंस ऑफिसर ऑफ स्कॉडा ट्यूब्स लिमिटेड, एक्सटेंड अ वार्म वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू टू द 17th एनुअल जनरल मीटिंग ऑफ द कंपनी. It is a great honor to speak with you today at our first annual general meeting since the listing of our company on one of the oldest stock exchange of India, BSE main board, and one of the fastest stock exchange of India, NSE main board. I hope all of you are safe and in good health. We are holding this 17th annual general meeting through video conferencing and other audio visual means in compliance with the circulars issued by Ministry of Corporate Affairs, the Government of India, and the Securities Exchange Board of India. The company has taken all the possible measures to give all its stakeholders an opportunity to participate at this annual general meeting of the company through video conferencing and other audio visual means. It is further brought to the notice of the shareholders that since this AGM is being held through video conferencing, the facility for appointment of proxies is dispensed with, and hence the proxy register for inspection is not available. In view of the provision of Section 103 of Companies Act 2013, the requisite quorum is present and therefore I call the meeting to an order. Joining virtually with us are Mr. Samarth Bharatbhai Patel, Chairman and Whole Time Director, Mr. Jagrut Kumar Rameshbhai Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Saurabh Amrutbhai Patel, Executive Director, Mr. Ravi Bhai Patel, Chief Financial Officer. We also have a privilege of presence of our independent directors, Ms. Neha Soni, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee, NRC Committee and Stakeholders Relationship Committee, Mr. Piyush Jashwantlal Shah, Independent Director, Mr. Vipul Kumar Vithalvi Patel, Independent Director. Further, we also have with us Messrs. Dhirubhai Shah and Company LLP, Chartered Accountant Ahmedabad as Statutory Auditor, Messrs. PKN and Company Chartered Accountant Ahmedabad as Internal Auditor, Mr. Manish B. Anelkar, Cost Accountant as Cost Auditor, Mr. Anand Lavingya from Messrs. Alap and Company LLP, Practicing Company Secretaries Firm, Secretarial Auditor and Scrutinizer. It is hereby informed that, as agreed by Board of Director, Mr. Samarth Bharatbhai Patel, Whole-Time Director of the company, is appointed as Chairman of this meeting. I would like to bring up on the notice of the attendees that, in order to get maximum participation of shareholder at the annual general meeting, we had circulated notice in nationwide newspaper and also sent email to the shareholders explaining the process to log in, vote through remote e-voting, as well as to participate in the meeting. The company has provided facility for remote e-voting. Remote e-voting was opened from 9 a.m. on Friday, September 26, 2025, and was closed on 5 p.m. on Sunday, September 28, 2025. members may please note that there will be no voting by show of hands. Members who have not voted through remote e-voting can cast their vote through e-voting facility during the AGM, and the said facility will remain enabled till 15 minutes after the conclusion of AGM. All the members who have joined this meeting are by default placed on mute to avoid any disturbance from the background noise and ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. Members may also note that this AGM is being recorded. The register of directors and key managerial personnel, the register of contract, and all the other documents referred to in the notice are available for inspection in the electronic form. Members may inspect the same by requesting the company at cs@skodatubes.com. Shareholders joining us virtually can raise their respective concern at any time by typing their concern in the chat box appearing in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, or alternatively under the other option. Please ensure to include your full name while raising a concern. We will endeavor to revert as many questions as we can during the question and answer part of the meeting. Duly respecting the schedule of the meeting, further, any such concern which requires for submission of any document on the part of the company, such member would be requested to mail their concern on cs@skodatubes.com, and the same will be responded by the company within due time. The Board of Directors has appointed Messrs. Alap & Company LLP, practicing company secretaries, as scrutinizer to scrutinize the votes casted during the meeting and the votes cast through remote e-voting platform of National Security Depository Limited. The result will be declared after receiving of scrutinizer's report at the earliest within 48 hours after the meeting. The result will also be available on the website of the company. Before I begin with the agenda, I would like to request Mr. Samarth Patel, Chairman, the whole-time director of the company, to shed a light upon the overall company's performance during the financial year 2024-25. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Greeting, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me immense pleasure.
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome you all to the annual general meeting of Skodatubes Limited for the financial year 2024-25. On behalf of the Board of Directors and the management team, I extend a very warm welcome to all our shareholders, partners, employees, and distinguished guests present here today. This meeting is not only an opportunity to share our performance for the past year, but also a moment to reflect on how far we have come and where we are heading. As we continue to build Skodatubes into a globally respected enterprise in the stainless steel tube and pipe industries.
Hello. Kindly unmute yourself, sir.
Yeah, sorry. I think there was some disturbance. I was not able to do it. Yeah. Before I share the key highlights of FY25, allow me to briefly introduce our company. Skodatubes Limited, incorporated in 2008, is a fully integrated manufacturer of stainless steel tubes and pipes, catering to our customers across a wide range of industries and geographies. Our product portfolio includes stainless steel seamless and welded pipes, seamless and welded tubes, seamless and welded U-tubes, and stainless steel instrumentation tubes. We operate from a single manufacturing facility spread across 21,199 square meters, strategically located just 360 kilometers from Mundra Port and 23 kilometers from the Inland Container Depot. This location provides us with excellent connectivity to international markets and help us optimize logistic costs. We supply our product to both private and government clients across sectors such as oil and gas, chemical, fertilizers, energy, automotive, pharmaceuticals, and transportation. Our products are exported to 14 countries across Europe, America, and the Middle East, Africa, and Australia. This diversification across industries and geographies provide a natural hedge against sector or region-specific risk, ensuring stability in our operations. With this backdrop, let me now walk you through the performance of FY25. The year gone by has been eventful for both global and Indian businesses. Geopolitical tensions, commodity price fluctuations and currency movements created uncertainty across markets. Despite these headwinds, our company delivered strong results. For the financial year ended March 31, 2025, our revenue from operations stood at rupees 484.9 crores, a 21% growth compared to the previous year. Gross profit rose to rupees 148.5 crores, up 8% year-on-year. EBITDA grew 33% to 78.1 crores, with margins improving to 16.1%. Profit after tax increased by 73% to rupees 31.7 crores, with PAT margins expanding to 6.5%. Return on capital employed improved to 16.6%, and our cash flow from operations rose to rupees 18.4 crores. These results highlight the resilience of our business model, the strength of our strategy, and the dedication of our team. They also reflect the benefits of the investments we have made over the past few years to build a fully integrated stainless steel manufacturing platform. In FY25, 73% of our revenue came from India, while 27% came from exports. This balance ensures stability and protects us from risk in any single sector or region. Our revenue mix also reflects the strength of our seamless product, which contributed over 94% of sales. At the same time, we see growing opportunities in welded products, which will become an important growth driver in the year ahead. As we look ahead, capacity expansion remains the cornerstone of our growth strategy. Our seamless production capacity will increase from 10,068 metric tons per annum to 20,068 metric tons per annum. Our welded capacity will rise significantly from 1,020 metric tons to 13,150 metric tons per annum. In total, the capacity will be 33,128 metric tons per annum. These investments are being supported by our 20,000 metric ton Mother Hollow production facility commissioned in 2022, which provides backward integration, secure raw material supply, and enhances cost efficiency. To support this growth, we are investing rupees 100 crores in capital expenditure, with rupees 55 crores allocated to seamless expansion and rupees 45 crore to welded expansion. A large part of this is funded by IPO proceeds, which were earmarked for capacity expansion and working capital. I am pleased to report that the funds are being deployed prudently and efficiently, with the goal of long-term value creation for all stakeholders. Our export revenue in FY25 rose to rupees 129.1 crores, contributing 27% of the total. Europe remained our largest overseas market, followed by the United States and the Middle East. Looking ahead, we are planning to expand further into the Middle East, particularly in Kuwait and the UAE. In a world where environment stewardship is no longer a choice but an imperative, Skoda Tubes has made sustainability a key part of our core mission. We firmly believe that industrial progress and environmental preservation must advance hand in hand. Our investment in a 1 megawatt rooftop solar plant is a tangible testament to this belief. This facility currently offsets almost a quarter of our total energy consumption, significantly reducing our carbon footprint and improving our energy efficiency. This is not merely a compliance measure. It is a strategic step that aligns our growth with global sustainability goals and positions us as a responsible manufacturer. I am also proud to highlight our commitment to maintaining the highest quality standards. Our products, which include austenitic, martensitic, duplex, and super duplex seamless pipes, are engineered for exceptional performance in the most demanding environment. We adhere to rigorous national and international standards, including ISO 9001, ISO 14001, ISO 45101, PED 2014, and AD 2000 Mark Black WO. Our dedicated team of 14 quality professionals ensures that every product from raw material to final dispatch undergoes stringent testing, resulting in an exceptionally low rejection rate. This unwavering focus on precision and quality has earned us the trust of 349 customers globally and is a significantly differentiator in a competitive market. Turning our attention to the global stainless steel market, it is clear that the industry is experiencing significant shifts. Global demand for stainless steel pipes and tubes grew at a CAGR of about 3% from 2019 to 2023, reaching approximately 3.1 million tons per annum. This positive trend is projected to continue, with demand expected to grow at a CAGR of 3-4% over the next 5 years, reaching 3.65 to 3.75 million tons by 2028. This growth is being fueled by key end user sectors, particularly oil and gas, process industry, building and construction. India's role in this global landscape is becoming increasingly prominent. Domestically, the demand for the stainless steel pipes and tubes grew at a robust 9% CAGR from FY20 to FY24. Projections indicate further growth at CAGR of 6 to 8% from FY24 to FY29. Driven by rapid industrialization, infrastructure development, and supportive government policies such as Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, this is an incredibly exciting time to be operating in this sector in India. The government impositions of anti-dumping and anti-subsidy duties of imports from countries like China and Vietnam has created a level playing field, giving domestic manufacturers like us significantly opportunity to grow and thrive. Our financial stability and prudent management have also been a key focus. Following our IPO in June 2025, which raised rupees 220 crores, our capital structure has been significantly strengthened. The debt-to-equity ratio improved from 3.2x in FY24 to 1.4x in FY25, and our current ratio increased from 1.1x to 1.3x. These metrics reflect a more stable and robust financial position, providing a solid foundation for our planned expansion and future growth. Our journey so far stands as a testament to the unwavering hard work and dedication of our team. Our promoters and senior management together bring on average over 10 years of rich experience across key areas such as marketing, procurement, finance, and customer relationship management. This collective expertise, coupled with a deep understanding of the industry, has been pivotal to our success and will remain a driving force as we embrace the opportunities that lie ahead. Finally, I wish to extend my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders, to our employees. Your relentless effort and commitment are the bedrock of our success. To our customers and partners, thank you for your unwavering trust and collaboration. And to our shareholders, thank you for your faith in our vision. Your support is invaluable. The road ahead is filled with promise and potential. We are confident that our strategic focus on capacity expansion, backward integration, product diversification, and operational excellence will enable us to capitalize on emerging opportunities and create sustainable long-term value for everyone associated with Skoda Tubes Limited. We are committed to not just meeting but exceeding your expectations, and we look forward to a future continued success and shared prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Samar sir, for your valuable input. Now, with the permission of Chairman, I will begin formal address to the shareholders. As per the statutory requirements, annual report for the financial year 2024-2025 has already been circulated to all the shareholders along with notice, director's report, auditor's report, and financial statements. Hence, the business to be transacted will not be discussed in detail. However, for your consideration, I will read out the agenda items. We have five business agendas to be transacted as per the notice of AGM. Agenda item number one, that is, to consider and adopt the audited financial statement of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2025 and the report of Board of Directors and the auditors thereon. Since the annual report containing the director's report and financial statement has already been sent to the members well in advance through email and in hard copies to the member who have requested as such, I request the members to consider the same as read. The board recommends the resolution hereof for the approval of the shareholders as ordinary resolution. Agenda item number two, that is, to appoint director in place of Mr. Jagrut Kumar Ramesh Bhai Patel, DIN number 0678-5595, managing director, who retires by rotation and being eligible seeks reappointment. Based on the term of appointment, executive and non-executive directors are subject to retirement by rotation. Mr. Jagrut Kumar Ramesh Bhai Patel, managing director, who was appointed during current term as a managing director and is the longest serving member on the board, retires by rotation and being eligible seeks reappointment. Accordingly, the board has recommended his reappointment to the extent he is liable to retire by rotation as an ordinary resolution. Agenda item number three, that is, appointment of Messrs. Alap and Company LLP, company secretaries, firm registration number L2023GJ013900 as the secretarial auditor of the company for a term of 5 consecutive years and to fix their remuneration. In compliance with the applicable laws and based on the recommendation of the Audit and Compliance Committee, the Board of Directors at their meeting held on 1st September 2025 approved the appointment of Messrs. Alappan Company LLP Practicing Company Secretaries as the Secretarial Auditor of the company for a term of 5 consecutive years commencing from financial year 2025-26 to financial year 2029-30. Subject to the approval of the member at this annual general meeting. Accordingly, the board has recommended this resolution for approval of the members as an ordinary resolution. Agenda item number 4, that is change in designation cum appointment of Mr. Saurabh Amrutbhai Patel, DIN number 0762706 as Executive Director of the company. Mr. Saurabh Amrutbhai Patel is acting as non-executive director in the company since November 30, 2020. Based on his expertise, knowledge and experience and on the basis of recommendation of Nomination and Remuneration Committee, the Board of Directors of the company at its meeting held on September 1, 2025 has decided to change his designation to Executive Director for a period of 5 years with effect from August 30, 2025. In compliance with the provision of Section 196, 197, 198, 203 and other applicable provision of the Act, read with the Schedule 5 of the Act and the SEBI listing obligation and disclosure requirements, Regulation 2015 as amended from time to time, the terms of appointment and remuneration need to be placed before the members for their approval. Therefore, the board has recommended the above resolution for approval of the members as a special resolution. Agenda item number 5, that is to ratify the remuneration payable to the cost auditor appointed by the Board of Directors of the company for the financial year 2025-2026 pursuant to Section 148 and other applicable provision of Companies Act 2013, Mr. Manish B. Analkat, cost accountant, membership number 19378, were appointed as a cost auditor of the company to conduct the audit of the cost records of the company for the financial year 2025-2026. In terms of the provision of Section 148 of Companies Act 2013, read with the Companies Audit and Auditors Rule 2014, the remuneration payable to the cost auditor is to be ratified by the members of the company. Accordingly, the members are requested to ratify the remuneration payable to the cost auditor for the financial year 2025-26 as set out in the resolution. The board recommends the resolution hereof for the approval of the shareholders as an ordinary resolution. There are no more businesses to be transacted at this meeting. We now begin with the question answer session. I would like to inform that Mr. Sarvajit Singh, Mr. Manjeet Singh, Mr. Lokesh Gupta, Mr. Himanshu Trivedi, Mr. Shashi Jain, and Taro Wealth Flagship Fund through its authorized representative, Mr. Akshay Nirobhai Shah, have registered as speaker for this annual general meeting. Therefore, I request the moderator to unmute the relevant shareholders one by one to raise their concern. Mr. Samar Patel, Chairman and WTD, will answer the questions. Please unmute them one by one.
Okay.
Moderator, please unmute them one by one. Please unmute Mr. Sarvajit Singh.
He is not present. I have unmuted Shashi Jain, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I am audible.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
How are you? Okay. Good afternoon, Chairman Sir, Board of Directors, and my co-fellow shareholders. I, Shashi Jain, joined the AGM from Delhi.
Mr. What's Shashi the... Jain is available. Please, sir, ask your questions. Please, Mr. Shashi Jain.
Awaaz aa rahi hai? Hello?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Aa rahi hai?
हाँ
हाँ मैडम बोल रहे हैं ना कि अनम्यूट करो हेलो ओके
सर प्लीज आस्क योर क्वेश्चंस
ओके गुड आफ्टरनून चेयरमैन सर बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर्स एंड माय को फेलो शेयर होल्डर्स आई शशि जैन जॉइन द एजीएम फ्रॉम दिल्ली फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई थैंक्स टू अवर चेयरमैन सर फॉर एक्सीलेंट स्पीच इन हिज स्पीच चेयरमैन सर एक्सप्लेन इन एवरी सेक्टर ऑफ द कंपनीज परफॉर्मेंस इन करंट फ्यूचर current and future plan of the company. And I also thanks to company secretary for giving me opportunity to express my view in front of the management. Sir, जैसे कि आपने अपने स्पीच में बताया हमारी कंपनी एक्सपोर्ट करती है काफी कंट्रीज में, क्या
yes,
एक्सपोर्ट पे ट्रंप टैरिफ का भी कुछ प्रभाव पड़ रहा है हमारे पे, या जियो पॉलिटिक का जैसे आप बता रहे थे उसमें क्या अभी इम्पैक्ट है, और क्या हमें इम्प्रूवमेंट मिल रही है कि हमारा एक्सपोर्ट और अच्छा बन सके जिससे कि प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी हमारी बढ़ सके, और जो ये जीएसटी प्लान स्लैब्स कुछ चेंज हुई हैं उससे कि आने वाले समय में हमारे कंपनी को क्या अच्छे लाभ मिल पाएंगे, थोड़ा उसके बारे में जानकारी दीजिएगा, और जो हमारे भी पीछे आईपीओ आया था उसके आगे हमारे क्या क्या एक्सपेंशन के प्लान हैं, और हम फंड को कहाँ कहाँ यूटिलाइज कर रहे हैं कि जिससे कि हमारा आने वाले टाइम में अच्छा कंपनी में रेवेन्यू प्राप्त और शेयर होल्डर को अच्छा लाभ मिल सके। तो बस यही सारे हमारे थोड़े से क्वेश्चंस हैं, और सर आगे का क्या प्लान थोड़े से उसके बारे में बताएंगे, और आई
बिल्कुल शशि जी बिल्कुल बिल्कुल
हाँ जी आई सपोर्ट ऑल द रेजोल्यूशंस। और सर जैसे कि हमने स्पीकर रजिस्ट्रेशन कराया कंपनी की तरफ से कोई कंफर्मेशन नहीं आता कि आपको रजिस्टर्ड कर दिया गया, आपका सीरियल नंबर क्या है, कुछ इन चीजों में कम्युनिकेशन गैप रहा कंपनी की तरफ से। ये तो ठीक है हमने मीटिंग ज्वाइन करा बींग ए शेयर होल्डर, तो अभी नाम अनाउंस हुआ तो बोल रहे हैं, कंपनी की तरफ से कोई कंफर्मेशन कॉल हमें नहीं प्राप्त हुआ था सर। बाकी ऑल द रेजोल्यूशन माय बेस्ट विशेस फॉर कमिंग फेस्टिवल्स, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू वेरी मच। सो शशि जी थैंक यू फॉर द क्वेश्चन, थैंक यू फॉर पार्टिसिपेटिंग, आई अप्रिशिएट योर एफर्ट्स। तो जैसे कि आपने पूछा कि आपका सबसे पहला क्वेश्चन है कि एक्सपोर्ट्स में जैसे कि हमने बताया कि लास्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर हमने क्या परफॉर्म किया था, और आगे जैसे कि ये जियोपॉलिटिकल सिचुएशन हुआ, ये टैरिफ का जो वॉर यूएस की तरफ से शुरू हुआ है उससे हमें क्या बेनिफिट मिल रहा है, या फिर हमारा वहाँ पे क्या कोई इशू आ रहा है, तो आपका क्वेश्चन समझाने के लिए थोड़ा सा मैं आपको ब्रीफ दूंगा। बेसिकली बात यह है कि एंटी डंपिंग जो ड्यूटी लगा है वो बेसिकली पे करते हैं यूएस सिटीजन या यूएस इंपोर्टर्स, तो काफी जगह पे ये इश्यू आ रहा है कि उनकी चीजें वहां पे महंगी हुई है पर डिमांड तो है, तो डिमांड को कट ऑफ तो नहीं किया जा सकता। फॉर एग्जाम्पल आज वहां पे भी काफी सारे एक्सपेंशन चल रहे होंगे, कोई ऑयल एंड गैस सेक्टर में चल रहा होगा, कोई रिन्यूएबल्स में चल रहा होगा, या समझ लो ऑटोमोटिव में चल रहा होगा, जहाँ पे उनको रोज बर रोज में स्टेनलेस स्टील पाइप्स और ट्यूब्स की जरूरत पड़ती है, तो एक टैरिफ लग जाने से उनका ऑयल का मास प्रोडक्शन या रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी का मास प्रोडक्शन तो रुक नहीं सकता है, हमारी जो प्रोडक्ट है वो तो वहां पे डे टू डे यूज में यूज होने वाली है, राइट, जैसे कि वाटर प्रोजेक्ट्स हो गया, प्लम्बिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स हो गया, तो इसका इफेक्ट जो आ रहा है वो हमारे बिजनेस पे कम आ रहा है और उनके इकोनॉमी पे ज्यादा आ रहा है। जैसे आज की तारीख में भी बात करें तो ये टैरिफ का वॉर भले शुरू हुआ हो, हमारा बिजनेस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से हमारा यूएस का जो जितना परसेंटेज हमारा बनता है आउट ऑफ अवर टोटल सेल्स वो पर्सपेक्टिव से देखने जाओ तो उसमें कहीं पे डिक्रीज नहीं है, दैट हैज बीन कांस्टेंट, उसका मतलब बिजनेस पे हमें इफेक्ट नहीं हुआ है, इफेक्ट उनकी इकोनॉमी को हो रहा है। तो हमारे जो कस्टमर्स है यूएस में वो हमसे जब इम्पोर्ट करते हैं तो वो हमसे एक स्टेटमेंट लेते हैं कि भाई सर इसमें से स्टील कंटेंट कितना, नॉन स्टील कंटेंट कितना, क्योंकि उन्हें वो डिक्लेयर करना पड़ता है और वो स्टील कंटेंट के ऊपर वो लोग अपने हिसाब से उनके कंट्री में उन्होंने जो भी 50% ड्यूटी लेटेस्ट डाली है वो वहां पे भर के फिर इंपोर्ट करते हैं। तो बेसिकली उसकी वजह से ऑन ग्राउंड की बात करें तो हम इंडियंस को या एक्सपोर्टर्स को कुछ प्रोडक्ट्स में बेनिफिट हुआ है और कुछ प्रोडक्ट्स में डिक्लाइन हुआ है, जैसे कि फार्मास्यूटिकल प्रोडक्ट्स की वगैरह की बात करें जो मास प्रोडक्शन लेके बैठे हैं उनको कहीं ना कहीं डिक्रीज दिख रहा है, पर स्पेसिफिकली हमारे प्रोडक्ट की बात करें तो वहां पे हम लोग कोई डिक्रीज नहीं देख रहे। और जैसे कि अपन दूसरा क्वेश्चन था कि आगे जाते हैं एक्सपोर्ट में हम लोग क्या देख रहे हैं, तो आते आगे जाके हम लोग भी यही देख रहे हैं, हमारे सेल्स टीम का टारगेट भी यही है कि अभी 27% पे लास्ट ईयर क्लोज किया तो उसको बढ़ा के लेके जाओ, तो बेसिकली कहीं ना कहीं हम उसका अपने टोटल आउट ऑफ टोटल रेवेन्यू कहीं ना कहीं एक्सपोर्ट सेल्स का भी परसेंटेज हम बढ़ाना चाहते हैं, और उसके लिए काफी सारी स्ट्रेटेजीज हमने बनाई है, तो वो आपको आगे जाके भी देखने को मिलेगा कि हमारे रेवेन्यू में काफी परसेंटेज एक्सपोर्ट का बढ़ेगा या बढ़ रहा है। आपका थर्ड क्वेश्चन था कि आईपीओ प्रोसीड्स हम जो किए, जो फंड हमने इकट्ठा किया उसका यूटिलाइजेशन कैसे कर रहे हैं, क्या कर रहे हैं, तो जैसे कि मैंने स्पीच में भी बताया हमने 220 करोड़ रुपए रेज किए, आउट ऑफ विच हम लोग 100 करोड़ रुपए के आसपास हम लोग वेल्डेड में यूज कर रहे हैं, 110 करोड़ के आसपास सीमलेस में कर रहे हैं। तो बेसिकली सीमलेस में मेरे पास ऑलरेडी बैकवर्ड इंटीग्रेशन की कैपेसिटीज है जो है 20,000 मेट्रिक टन पर एनम, पर मेरी करंट कैपेसिटी फिनिश गुड्स की यानी फिनिश कैपेसिटी की सिर्फ 10,000 की कैपेसिटी है। तो हम लोग ये जो 110 करोड़ रुपए जो हमने आईपीओ प्रोसीड से लिए उसमें से हम लोग सीमलेस के प्रोजेक्ट को फंड कर रहे हैं इन फॉर्म ऑफ बोथ कैपेक्स एज वेल एज वर्किंग कैपिटल। तो हम लोग 10,000 टन सीमलेस कैपेसिटी ला रहे हैं आउट ऑफ 110 करोड़, जिसमें से हमारा टोटल बन जाएगा 20,000 टन के आसपास, और बाकी के जो 100 करोड़ है उसमें से हम लोग वेल्डेड पाइप्स का एक नया प्रोजेक्ट ला रहे हैं जो 100 करोड़ उसके लिए यूज हो गए, बोथ फॉर केपेक्स दैट इज बिल्डिंग कंस्ट्रक्शन और मशीनरी और वर्किंग कैपिटल, जो हम एडिशनली अनदर 13,000 मतलब एडिशनली और 13,000 टन हम लोग कैपेसिटी ला रहे हैं फॉर बोथ वेल्डेड। तो 220 करोड़ में से हम इन टोटल जो नया कैपेसिटी ला रहे हैं वो आपका बन जाएगा 33,000, 10,000 सीमलेस, 13,000 ये, तो 23,000 के आसपास, और इन टोटल देखने जाओगे तो 33,000 के आसपास की हमारी कैपेसिटी हो जाएगी पोस्ट एक्सपेंशन।
तो सर जैसे कि आपने बताया ट्रम्प टैरिफ जो लगा है इंडिया
हाँ
पे वहां पे इम्पैक्ट करता है उसका कंपनीज
हाँ
पे, तो क्या
यस
हम कुछ अपना प्लांट किसी ऐसी कंट्री में भी लगा सकते हैं कि वहां से टैरिफ का जो रेट कम हो, क्योंकि तो इंडिया पे ज्यादा टैरिफ लगाए उन्होंने, तो उसके माध्यम से हम वहां चीज थोड़े कम रेट्स पे प्रोवाइड करा सकें जिससे कि सेल हमारी
सर,
इंक्रूड होगी।
टेक्निकली पॉसिबल है, प्रैक्टिकली पॉसिबल नहीं है, क्योंकि
ओके ओके
ये जो प्लांट लगाने के लिए उसके लिए जो केपेक्स लगता है, जो वर्किंग कैपिटल लगता है, लैंड बिल्डिंग मशीनरी लगता है, वो इतना काफी बड़ा इन्वेस्टमेंट है कि अपने प्लांट को कहीं पे शिफ्ट करना, शिफ्ट तो हो ही नहीं सकता, कहीं और जाके उसको सब्सिडाइज कराना स्पेसिफिकली
बात
यूएस मार्केट के लिए, तो प्रैक्टिकली इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल एंड इट्स ऑल्सो नॉट सजेस्टेबल। क्योंकि अगर आप पार्ट देखने जाओ हमारी प्रोडक्ट का, सीमलेस पाइप ट्यूब का, तो आउट ऑफ टोटल एक्सपोर्ट शायद वो 3 से 4% यूएस जाता होगा, तो
ओके ओके
3-4% के लिए दैट इज नॉट सजेस्टेड।
ओके सर थैंक यू।
यस थैंक यू।
आई फर्दर रिक्वेस्ट मिस्टर लोकेश गुप्ता सर टू अनम्यूट हिमसेल्फ एंड प्रेजेंट हिज क्वेश्चंस।
चेयरमैन सर, मैं दिल्ली से लोकेश गुप्ता आपका सभी बोर्ड मेंबर्स का स्वागत करता हूं। सर,
नमस्कार
एक्सेल
लोकेश
चेयरमैन
जी।
स्पीच हो रही थी जिसमें कंपनी के वर्तमान और भविष्य के बारे में आपने सब कुछ बताया, उसके बाद सवाल
यस
बचते नहीं है। सर, सवाल होते वहां है जहाँ विश्वास भरोसा नहीं हो। आप पर विश्वास है, भरोसा है, जो भी निर्णय आप कंपनी के बारे में लेंगे कंपनी के हित में होगा, कंपनी अच्छा करेगी। सर सर, मुझे
थैंक यू
जानना है
सर,
कोई
थैंक
हमारी
यू वेरी
डिविडेंड
मच।
पॉलिसी क्या है, थोड़ा इस बारे में बताइए सर। एक रिक्वेस्ट ये भी है सर, हम एजीएम थोड़ा सितंबर मिड में करें तो ज्यादा शेयर होल्डर आपसे जुड़े रहेंगे। सर, एक क्रम में हमें एक बार आपसे मिलने का अवसर मिलता है, लेकिन सेक्रेटरी के पास हम बार बार जाते हैं, वेल टाइम में रिप्लाई मिलता है, इसके लिए मैं उनको धन्यवाद दूंगा। अंत में मैं कंपनी के सुखद भविष्य के लिए शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ। धन्यवाद सर।
थैंक यू लोकेश, थैंक यू वेरी मच।
फर्दर रिक्वेस्ट मिस्टर अक्षय सर टू काइंडली अनम्यूट हिमसेल्फ एंड प्रेजेंट हिज क्वेश्चंस।
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी। आई हैव 5 क्वेश्चंस। फर्स्ट, व्हाट इज द एक्सपेक्टेड कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन फॉर न्यू सीमलेस पाइप मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैपेसिटी इन H2 FY26 एंड इन फुल ईयर FY27? सेकेंड, व्हाट इज एक्सपेक्टेड कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन फॉर वेल्डेड पाइप्स इन FY27? थर्ड, व्हाट आर प्राइमरी ग्रोथ ट्रिगर्स आइडेंटिफाइड इन आवर एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट सेगमेंट? फोर्थ, वी आर टारगेटिंग टू ग्रो एट द 2x 3x द इंडस्ट्री ग्रोथ। वॉट फैक्टर्स प्रोवाइड कॉन्फिडेंस इन अचीविंग दिस टारगेट? आर वी गेटिंग अ मार्केट शेयर फ्रॉम अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर और सर्टेन ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर प्लेयर्स आर लूजिंग एफिशियंसी क्रिएटिंग एन अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर अस? एंड फिफ्थ, वॉट आर द बिगेस्ट चैलेंजेस एंड रिस्क वी आर करंटली फेसिंग इन द बिजनेस?
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू फॉर योर क्वेश्चंस। आई थिंक आपने हमें ये आई थिंक यू हैव ईमेल्ड अस दिस क्वेश्चंस अर्लियर एज वेल, राइट? सो कमिंग टू योर क्वेश्चन सर, आपका पहला क्वेश्चन था कि व्हाट इज द कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन फॉर सीमलेस जो हम लोग एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं जो H2 में आ रहा है इन FY26। सो द न्यू सीमलेस प्लांट जिसके लिए हमने 55 करोड़ का केपेक्स किया है विल बी ऑपरेशनल इन H2 FY 26। ग्रोथ विल बी बैक एंडेड इन H2 FY 26 अक्टूबर एंड Q1 FY 27 मई, राइट। बाय एंड ऑफ FY 28 स्कॉडा एक्सपेक्ट ऑप्टिमम कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन फॉर बोथ सीमलेस एंड वेल्डेड। आपने वेल्डेड के लिए भी पूछा था दी व्हाट इज द कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन फॉर वेल्डेड पाइप्स इन FY 27। द वेल्डेड प्लांट फॉर विच वी हैव डन 45 करोड़ ऑफ केपेक्स विल बी ऑपरेशनल इन Q1 FY 27। सिमिलर टू सीमलेस बाय द एंड ऑफ FY 28 वेल्डेड प्रोडक्ट शुड रीच ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन। आपका थर्ड क्वेश्चन है व्हाट आर दी प्राइमरी ग्रोथ ट्रिगर्स आइडेंटिफाइड फॉर अवर एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट सेगमेंट। सो द फर्स्ट फर्स्ट पॉइंट आई वुड कम टू ए स्ट्रॉन्ग डिमांड इन इंजीनियरिंग ऑयल एंड गैस ऑटोमोटिव फार्मा पावर रिन्यूएबल एंड मरीन सेक्टर्स। सेकेंड पॉइंट इज रिपीटेड ऑर्डर्स वाया स्टॉकिस्ट इन यूरोप स्पेशली इन जर्मनी एंड यूएसए। ग्लोबल मेजर्स दैट इज ब्रिटिश पेट्रोलियम एडनॉक शेल पेट्रोलियम हु प्रिफर नॉन चाइनीज सप्लायर्स। कंपनी यूनिकली एक्सपैंडिंग इन सीमलेस वाइल पीयर्स आर नॉट कैप्चरिंग सप्लाई गैप ऑफ बिटवीन 20,000 to 25,000 मेट्रिक टन पर एनम ऑफ शॉर्टफॉल फ्रॉम इंडिया। कमिंग टू योर फोर्थ क्वेश्चन वॉट इज अवर कॉस्ट एडवांटेज कंपेयर टू यूरोपियन कंपिटिटर्स इन द एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट, राइट। सो चाइनीज इम्पोर्ट्स इन टू द ईयू आर नो आर सब्जेक्ट टू एंटी डंपिंग ड्यूटीज ऑन स्टेनलेस स्टील पाइप्स एंड ट्यूब्स। इंडिया डज नॉट फेस सच ड्यूटीज प्रोवाइडिंग सोडा विद अ क्लियर कॉस्ट एंड प्राइसिंग एडवांटेज इन द यूरोपियन मार्केट। कमिंग टू योर फिफ्थ क्वेश्चन द कंपनी इज टारगेटिंग ग्रोथ एट 2x to 3x द मार्केट रेट। What factors provide confidence in achieving this target and what our core strategy is being implemented to realize this goal? So, coming to the first point, two ongoing CAPEX projects, that is seamless and welded. As of now, no major competitor are adding seamless capacities. Shared customer base across tubes and pipes enables us cross-selling. Filling supply-demand gap, as I mentioned earlier, of around 20,000 to 25,000 metric tons per annum, for both domestic and exports market. Coming to your sixth question, what are the biggest challenges and risks currently facing in the business? Yeah. So the first one would be geopolitical risk that I explained that may impact exports and overseas demand. Slow down in global and domestic capex cycles, which can soften orders inflow from engineering, oil and gas and infrastructure sectors. Economy volatility that affects end market trends, supply chain disruptions, raw material sourcing, logistics, that could stretch the working capital cycle further. And competition risk, particularly in the welded segment, though seamless, remains relatively insulated. I hope all your questions were well answered.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. Sir, my one question remain unanswered, that our market share will increase because of our growth. So from
correct,
unorganized
correct.
Market, unorganized sector, are we expecting to gain a market share or some organized players are losing the efficiency, creating a space for us?
Yeah, so basically, question to your answer is, market share we will gain, that is from both. We will also increase our share in unorganized as well as in the organized. For example, unorganized sector is roughly around 80,000 metric tons per annum. And that is very much fragmented. And some organized peers face machinery issues, underutilization, a lot of other maintenance stuff, having difficulties to reach optimum level production or utilization. So Skoda benefits from capacity addition plus backward integration, making it more efficient.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
My all questions are answered.
Further, I request Mr. Nayan Bodia, sir, to present his questions.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
So, starting with the first question, I want to know about whether the seamless plant, which was having the 10,000 ton capacity, has it commenced or not? And if yes, then what is the percentage utilization right now?
I
Sir, you want to.
request Samar sir to kindly unmute himself.
Sorry, yeah.
It's
Yeah,
okay.
so if you are asking about the new 10,000 tons of capacity for seamless plant, which we are doing from the IPO proceeds, it will be started, it will be commenced next month. So basically, until now, the production has not started because basically H2, that is what it was expected. So the trial runs and commencement has been finished. I think the production will start next month.
Okay, sir, and assuming that around 12,000 tons of seamless will be sold, are we targeting close to 540 to 550 CR in seamless sales, assuming that the realization per ton is around 4,70,000?
No, we will not share any numbers, neither confirm nor deny anything.
Okay, sir, and the bale orders will start once the new machinery is added, right, for seamless?
Yes, correct, sir, correct. Once the new plant is operational.
Okay, can you just confirm the realization per ton with me? Is it if it's possible?
Sir, I don't think we'll be able to confirm any kind of numbers for now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I further request all the shareholders to kindly keep their questions in short, and any further details you could mail the company, and the company can reply the same. I further request any other shareholder who wishes to ask any further questions, kindly unmute themselves. I further request the host to kindly proceed with the meeting.
The shareholders who have any queries and have not registered themselves with the company as a speaker may send their queries to the company at cs@skodatubes.com. Once again, I request the shareholders to cast their votes. The e-voting facility has been enabled for shareholders to cast to vote during the meeting, and the same shall be available till 15 minutes after the closure of the meeting. I would like to thank the members of the board who are present in the annual general meeting for their continuous guidance and counsel. I would also like to thank all the shareholders for their continued support and faith in the organization. With this, we conclude the proceeding of this AGM. Thanks to all of you. Have a great day. Thank you.